S, just that he was born in a cave and there was a star gathered overhead. This was the only unusual occurrence of his birth. The biblical version mentions only that Christ was placed in a manger after his birth. It does not say where the manger was located. Even today, caves around Bethlehem are used as animal stables. Sadie had not mentioned one important aspect of the birth, and I had hoped he would tell me without probing. Since he did not, I decided to come right out with it. D. Some people say that his mother was a virgin. Do you know what that means? S. This sounds very familiar, but this is not true. His mother was a woman like others, just like his father, he was a man. D. Well, the story we have is that the mother was a virgin and the father was not a human being, the father was God. S. We are all children of God. He was more open to this than others, and it was the time for the knowledge to be brought forth. D. Why do you think people would tell a story like that if it were not true? S. Why do people say anything, other than to just bring more attention to certain aspects? I thought maybe I could find out something about his disciples. D. Does he have any specific followers that are with him? S. The number varies. There originally were approximately 30 in the central group, and more who are just followers. He is their teacher in hopes that they will learn from him. But some of them have many doubts, they are but human. His disciples can perform miracles, too, because they are studying under him. This is part of the studying, teaching several meditation exercises to help make one receptive to these things, and to develop these abilities. They spend much time alone up in the hill studying these things. There are both men and women followers, although there are at times slightly more Jesus and the Essence women than men, because thief may develops better. They are more receptive to things of this nature than the male. It does not take much imagination to figure out why there is no mention of female disciples in church history. The early church was strictly male-oriented and dominated. D. Do these followers go with him everywhere? S. Has he not sent them out to teach others what he has taught them? And must go upon these paths. D. What happened to the women disciples? S. They are very active. When Yeshua split up his disciples, it was in pairs of two. And the women disciples were split up also. They have been sent all over the known world to spread his teachings and to have disciples of their own to help spread these abilities they have learned. D. Isn't this dangerous for women to travel like that and to have these powers? S. The way he split them up was generally male and for male paired together. D. Oh. Because you know the way the male-dominated world is, they do not accept women doing these things. S. Yes, he knew of this and he wanted to protect the women from those who did not understand. And so the disciples were sent out in pairs. Usually they are pairing up according to the charts. He has 12 that follow him most places. But he wants the disciples to be able to break away and develop on their own and be stronger by themselves, otherwise they would continue to depend on him. This was best for the disciples so they could develop to their full strength. D. Do you know any of the names of these people? S. I'm familiar with a few. There is Simeon, who is called Peter. R. And there are Ben Zebedee, his two sons. There is Bartholomew and Matthias and Judas. There are several others, I do not know them that well. We are learning ear of what they will do. We are being shown somewhat. Ben Zebedee is mentioned in the Bible as Zebedee, the father of James and John. But the Bible says that James and John left their father in the fishing boat and became disciples. Zebedee is not mentioned after that. It is interesting that Sadie mentioned the father by name and not the more well-known sons. Bartholomew preparation for crucifixion is one of the lesser known disciples. And Matthias is not even mentioned in the Bible until after the death of Christ. Peter is well known, but Sadi called him by a name that was pronounced differently, Simeon instead of Simon. I find it significant that he mentioned these lesser known disciples. This adds validity to Sadi's account. D. Do you think all of these followers will do as he taught them? S. Sadly, no. There will be a few who will go out and speak. Sigh, and there will be those who feel that because they have known him, that they are righteous and will live their lives believing that they have found the pathway. This is very sad, for this was not what he taught them. And then there is, of course, Iscariot. He tends to be very moody and is not popular with the other disciples. Here again it is interesting that he called him Iscariot instead of Judas. He had already mentioned Judas as one of the disciples, but there were two Judases. He distinguished this one by calling him Iscariot. At other times the pronunciation of his name sounded like Iscariot. He is known as the betrayer, for it is his destiny to be the tool of others, in the performance of this deed. D. Who will he betray? I had to constantly pretend as though I knew nothing about the story, as if I were completely ignorant of the happenings. I felt in this way Sadi would tell the story in his own way without being unduly influenced. Even though Katie also knows the story, as everyone does, there are noticeable differences. And they are differences one would not consciously make. He shall betray Yeshua. He hopes to force him to let others know who he is. Because through they, their followers, believe that he is the chosen one, the Messiah. He has never spoken of this. Others spoke of it of him. And it is Iscariot's wish that he declare himself, which he shall not do. He shall always leave it to their judgment of others to decide whether or not he was a good man, and chosen of God to help lead others upon the pathway so that they, too, shall be one with God. Iscariot believes so truly, that he believes that truly Yeshua is a God. And that being a God, Thad would say, command these mere mortals to stop, and therefore they must. Jesus and the Essens. It may have been possible that Iscariot was one of the zealots that Sadi spoke of. This was definitely their line of thinking. D. Do you think Iscariot is going to try to force the situation? It is his nature. He believes that this shall not occur. That Yeshua must declare himself. But this is not what shall be. D. Will this betrayal be considered a bad thing for Iscariot to do? It is something that has to be. It is something that shall be. But the worst of it is, what he thinks to occur, will not. And in realizing this, he will then take his life. This is known with great sadness, for this is a great wrong. Apparently the suicide was a much worse deed than the betrayal of Christ. D. Why do you think he will take his life? Because he will know that he has been part of slaying a man without sin, and this cannot be borne. But we do not condemn. It shall be his own judgment. D. Do you know how he is going to betray him? No, I do not know. But the day is dawning soon toward the end. Yeshua shall soon be here with us, in the after-death state. We know this, how can we but help but know it? Though it is ordained, it is still very hard to sit back and to watch this to occur. It brings much sorrow to know that this must happen in order to save. To show others that way is possible. That it is open to them. I'm thinking about what is going to occur and weighing my life in the balance. I'm gathering my strength so that I will be there. Sadly and with difficulty, I, too, must learn lessons of this, as we all must. It is something that will be very difficult, but I hope to learn from this. I but have the strength. I breathed a sigh of relief and said a quick silent prayer of thanks. I thought if Sadi died before Christ was crucified, we would be unable to get the rest of the story. Now it looked as if it might be possible, if he was able to watch it from the other side. This was an unexpected but welcome development. D. Will there be others in your spirit world who will observe? I think there will be multitudes who will. There will be a great lesson here. The lesson of selflessness, for this was his choice. We know this. To emulate this is to apply oneself to the pathway. Preparation for crucifixion 247 D. I thought if you had followed him so closely through his life, that you might want to be there during his time of trial. It is not his trial, it is ours. D. You speak as though you know what will happen. He will die upon the cross. D. Wasn't the cross supposed to be for criminals, felons? He shall be treated as though he is Aphlon. And in their eyes he is, for he dares to make them question. He dares to make them look inside themselves, and to them this is a great crime. Because how many men can look at their souls and face what is there? Also, there are many who believe that he is who others say he is. That he is the Christ and the Messiah. They believe this, but they doubt because of his teaching love, He teaches that we must not hate, and that war is not the way that the kingdom shall be won. But they do not understand this. They are hoping that if is pressed so hard, Thad shall come out and say, I am the Son of God and therefore you cannot do this. But they do not see that this has been told and retold for a long time, that this shall be his destiny. They cannot see this. This was a very emotional speech, with much stress on the words. I thought the cross would be an awful way for such a gentle person to end his life. S. Many people end their lives in horrible manners, and people think not of it. Because it is not someone important, it is not someone they know, it is not ourselves. In being someone who is without sin, who is without jealousy or hatred, who is just filled with love, this shall bring home to them that there are many that this happens to. D. Could he back out? Does he have a choice? S. He has always known that this was his destiny. The time was not now to do this, it was before coming into flesh. Once the decision was made, there was no turning back. He can ask for help in Thad may have the strength to come through this hole, and it shall be given. D. What does it mean when people call him the Christ? S. It means the Savior. The embodiment of living God that lives. D. But aren't we all the embodiment of living God? S. But are we all aware of this? How many of us are in touch with the deeper soul that is ourself, that is our true self, while we inhabit the Jesus and the essence corporeal body? How many of us can go in a day-to-day existence living with the temptations thrown at him, and living with everything that he has? He could have said, stop, no, I refused to go through this, but he did not. Therefore, that is why he is different from us. I would not have the courage. He is what we all can be. What we all must strive for. It is possible. He said he is the way. If we can but open our eyes and our hearts, we showed this. A pause, then a deep sigh, but it will be difficult to watch. To know that someone without sins, without blemish, would give themselves up for others of us, to show us the pathway to take. Is this always not hard to watch? To know that someone, even if they didn't know you, if had never seen you before, would sacrifice themselves, just because they loved all of mankind. And for oneself to know that you are in it worthy. Is this not hard to take? Mankind has gone for eons making the same mistakes. Going on from time to time, but never really changing. And he is showing us that it is possible to grow. That in order to escape and to attain Thephrodom and the knowledge of love, that you must grow. He is showing us this, and therefore it is within him to do this as it is within ourselves to do other things. D. I'm afraid there are going to be many people who will never understand the reasons. S. They do not understand the totality of Yeshua. His totality is too much for them to grasp, so they try to limit him. But people will understand. Maybe not in the sense of earth embodiments, they might not understand in that form. But here, we know and we are learning. It appeared that we would be able to get the story of the crucifixion from Sudi's view on that side. But I believed this story was too important to rush. I intended to devote an entire session to it. I also did not want to run the risk of running out of tape or time. I intended to devote as much time as possible and go into as much detail as possible. I felt this was a great breakthrough, that we might have a rare chance to obtain an eyewitness account of perhaps the most memorable and controversial events in the history of mankind. Would his version match the version that has been handed down to us? We have already found in the earlier chapters that often Sudi's story differed from the accepted one. Chapter 25, Crucifixion and Resurrection. The next week I had mixed feelings as we started the session. I was hopeful we would be able to obtain the crucifixion story. It would be the crowning jewel in this experiment. It would also be very important to many people. But I was apprehensive that maybe we would not be allowed to have it. The subconscious has a very effective protective device. It will not allow the subject to experience anything that it assumes will be harmful. It is a well-known fact in hypnosis that if someone sees or remembers something they cannot face, they will wake themselves up immediately, even though they are in a deep trance. I have seen this happen. I had no idea how the subconscious would handle something as traumatic as watching a dear friend die in such a horrible way. I knew I could not override this protective system and I would not even want to try. I would have to rely on our long association together and the gradual build-up of trust that had grown between us, to convince the subconscious that all was safe. My foremost concern is the well-being of my subjects and their protection is always of the utmost importance. Katie didn't sense any of this and was excited to find out what would happen. So I said the keyword and watched as she slid effortlessly into the state she had become so accustomed to. And we began. I took her backward in time to the life of Sadi and returned him to the spirit plane just after his death. And we resumed where we had left off the week before. D, I'm going to count to three and we will move ahead to the time all this is to happen. If you are in a position to know, I want you to tell me what is happening. If it's possible, would like you to watch it. I want you to share this knowledge with us. I think a great deal can be learned from this experience, if you have the strength to watch it and share Jesus and the essence it. 1, 2, 3, it is the time when all this is to take place. Can you tell me what is happening? I was not sure if Sadi would be in a position where he could witness the events. He said he would if he had the strength, so he knew how difficult it would be. Would he be able to go through it or would he back out? When I finished the count, there was no hesitancy, he seemed to just charge right in. S, there has been an offering, in which it is the custom of the Romans, upon each holiday to offer one prisoner his freedom. And Pontius Pilate does not believe Yeshua is the evil being that they say he is. He knows in his soul that this is wrong, a great wrong. Therefore he has offered him and Barabbas as the choice, knowing that as many men as Barabbas has slain that they, of course, will free Yeshua instead. I sensed that he felt if didn't just charge right in, he might lose his nerve and not be able to tell about it. D, Barabbas was a murderer? S, yes. D, you talk as though Yeshua is imprisoned. S, yes, he was taken by the Sanhedrin, pronounced Sanhedrin, and after they had questioned him and found him, in their eyes, guilty of blasphemy, they decided that it was up to Rome. Fourth could not slay someone who others said was the Messiah. For then this would bring the terror of the people down upon their heads. They would in exchange give him to the Romans for trying to start a revolution. In saying that he had incited his followers to do things against Rome. Apparently it was the politics of the time. Jesus was not a threat until he began to gather followers. Before that he could be dismissed as a radical or a crazy man. D, who are the ones that did that? S, Sanhedrin. It was hard to understand because he pronounced that word so strangely, the Sanhedrin. The body of lawgivers for Israel. Israel was also pronounced differently. D, they had the power to do that? S, yes. It was one of the things that Rome law allowed them still. Crucifixion and resurrection 251 D, earlier you said that Iscariot would betray him. Do you know if that happened? S, he went to the priests and told them where Yeshua would be. And dot. Sold him. D, did he get anything for doing that? S, they say a bag of silver. I do not know. D, but at this time they are going to offer Yeshua and Barabbas to the people so they may choose who will go free? S, this was very emotional for him, yes. But the Sanhedrin have many people in the crowd who are being paid to speak the name of Barabbas. D, I see. They are going to try to keep the people from choosing Yeshua? S, there is no choice. They cannot, for it. It is his destiny. D, these people, the Sanhedrin, are afraid of him? S, they are afraid that he might be who others say he is. D, they can't afford to let him go free? Is that what you mean? S, no, they cannot. D, is this why they paid people to be in the crowd, to incite the crowd? S, to speak the name. It is said that the name that is spoken the loudest is the one who will go free. It was obvious Sadi was feeling this deeply. There was much emotion in his voice. I hoped he would be able to continue. D, okay, let's move ahead and find out what happens. I would really like you to tell us. Many people may gain a lot from this. If it bothers you too much, you may watch it as an objective observer. I could tell it was already bothering him to watch what was happening to someone he loved so much. I was afraid it would be even more dramatic for him to watch the actual crucifixion. Could only hope that his desire to share this information with others would counteract any revulsions he might feel. I continued to give calming suggestions for Katie's well-being. D, I will count to three and we will move ahead. 1, 2, 3, what is happening now? S, it has been decided. That this eventide shall he and to others be Jesus and the essence nailed to the cross to die in crucifixion. The traditional Roman style of king felons and murder sand thieves. This was difficult, but he continued. D, it seems as though he would not belong in that category, would he? S, a whisper, no. He has never done harm to another. But it is said that he shall bleed for all of the world. D, are there any other people with you watching this? S, there are many who are here. In the Bible it speaks of the graves being opened and the spirits of the dead being seen by many at this time. Could they have seen the spirits that were with him watching from the other side? An event of this type of emotional magnitude could have heightened the psychic perceptions of the people. S, and there are many, hundreds, who are on the earthly plane, who watch, in horror. Fourth, love him. They cannot believe that this would be done. That this could be let to happen. His voice was almost overwhelmed with emotion. He was close to the point of tears. He was feeling every bit of this, in spite of instructions that he could remain objective if he wished. I had to continue to remain detached so I could watch every movement very closely. If there was any sign that it was too much to handle, I would have brought Katie out of trance immediately. The story is never worth compromising the well-being of the subject. I am usually so engrossed in monitoring the subject that the full emotional impact of the session is not evident to me until I play the tapes back later. Then I, too, feel the overwhelming emphasis of what was said. D, do you know how he feels at this time? S, he is very calm. He has secluded himself away from a lot of the pain. It helps somewhat to know that there is not total suffering. D, this is good that he has this ability. Does he have any feelings toward the people who are doing this to him? S, he feels great love, in knowing that they cannot know what they do. And he knows that many of them will, from this realize. He seemed on the verge of tears. There was not a single doubt in my mind that he was witnessing this. Crucifixion and resurrection. D, do you want to move ahead and tell us what happens? I tried to be very gentle with him. I knew this was very hard. If parts of it are hard to speak of, you can skip those parts. As I said, it is a very important event and the whole world should know about it. Don't you agree? He responded with a very emotional yes. I believe all of time should know about these things that happened. S, he carry east the cross through the streets. And, it is very heavy and he falls. This was spoken slowly, as though he was watching it occur step by step. Several of the people along the side help him up. The soldiers tell one of them that he must help him to bear it, its weight. D, one of the soldiers or one of the people? S, one of the crowd is picked to do this. D, how does that person feel about it? S, he would do anything to lift the burden. There is a great deal of gladness knowing that he helped in some way. D, how does the crowd feel about this? S, they are in tears. There are a few who are re-cheering, saying, why not save yourself? But for the most part they know that no matter who others say he is, this is a man who is very beautiful. He took a deep breath, without human frailties. He is risen above the day-to-day problems that beset us. They have laid the cross and he has been laid upon this and his arms tied. And his legs and spikes are entering into the flesh. Several deep breaths. It seems as if the very world is being torn asunder. For the skies that were clear are very dark. And darkness is growing. Deep breathing, the cross is erected, along with the two others. It is central. From this point most of the city can see this. It is upon a rise outside of the city, so that all may see. D, why have the clouds come and it is getting dark? Is it being caused from your side? S, it is as if the world cries out. That this must not be. Deep, deep breaths. He asks that. Our Father forgive him. D, why? He has not done anything. S, A long pause, then a whisper, "I know not." Then he asks that Abba forgive the others for doing this deed. Fourth, "Know not." A long pause as he breathes deeply. D. The two that are on the other crosses, are they real felons? S. Yes. One spoke to him though. I know not truly what he said, but the other one reprimanded him, asking him did he not know a truly Jesus and the Essence good man? And Yeshua looked at him and said that he would be with him today, in his kingdom. D. What does that mean? S. He shall be here. I mean, this is not always so, but I believe that it has to do with, even if it is at the last moments of his life, he has gained understanding of what is. D. Is there anything different about the body when it's on the cross? Does it have anything on it or on the cross? I was remembering all the pictures and statues I have seen of Jesus. S. There is a crude placard that reads, "This is the King of the Jews," above him. On the other ones, it gives their name and their crime. D. Can you see what theirs were? S. Pause. He seemed to be reading, "I'm not sure of the name." The one to the right says, "That he was guilty of thievery, of stealing an Uthman's articles. I'm not sure what. I think out of the home or something." But the other one was guilty of murder. D. Which is the one that he said would be with him? S. Twas the thief. D. What about Yeshua's body? Is there anything different? S. There were before he was nailed to the cross, there was a cloak that he had tossed over his shoulders, and some woven thorns about his head. But these were removed when he was placed upon the cross. D. He doesn't have the crown of thorns on his head as he is on the cross? It is always there in the pictures. S. No. And the soldiers are at the foot of the cross. They are gaming, they throw lots. Part of custom is that the personnel items of felons are dealt with in this manner. Who wins the lots wins the articles of clothing or whatever it is. The sky is almost pitch, though it is early in the day. But, himself, the strength of his soul shines out still. It is like the only spark of light around. It is one of these soldiers, knowing that it is Sabbath. He tosses a spear into one of the thieves to make sure there is a death. D. What do you mean, knowing it is the Sabbath? S. The bodies of thievelins are always taken down upon the Sabbath, no matter when they were put up. Therefore, to be crucified means to die upon the cross, which usually takes days. And they must make crucifixion and resurrection sure that they are dead before they are allowed to be taken down. D. Then they are killing them? S. Because the sky darkens and Sabbath begins at dusk. It was not really Sabbath yet because the sky was darkening earlier than usual. D. I see. They have to kill them. The bodies cannot be left hanging on the Sabbath. Is that correct? S. Yes. Suddenly, he is gone. He has left the body. D. What? Did the soldier have to kill him, too? S. No. The head fell forward at that instant, at the instant left. They are curious now because they cannot believe that one could die so soon. So they have thrown also a spear at his side, and the blood slowly runs down. D. They want to be sure he really is dead? S. Yes. D. Does his spirit stay close to the physical body? S. He is standing with his mother as she is walking away. She is aware of him. D. Does she feel his presence or is she able to see him? S. I do not know, but she is aware. D. Will he remain on your level? S. For a while, not long. There are things that must be dealt with, and then he sure go on. D. What happens to the body? S. It still hangs as yet. It is said that the earth trembles, though I do not know. I know that there are people who are running in terror, for they know that something horrible has happened. And they say that the earth shakes. D. You wouldn't be able to feel it, would you? He shook his head. Okay, move ahead and tell me what happens to the body. Can you see? S. Joseph, pronounced Joseph, has requested of Herod that he be allowed to take this body. And Herod sent him to Pilate, who gave his permission. D. Why wouldn't Herod give permission? S. He told Joseph that it was not his to give. Because he was slain by the Romans, it was theirs. D. This is Joseph, his uncle? Jesus and the Essenes. S. Yes, and Pilate gives him permission to do this? and they take the body down and it is placed in the tomb. D. Whose tomb is it put in? S. It is Joseph's. He was having it prepared. D. Was it for himself?